News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Children are apparently less physically active than they used to be, moving around significantly less than previous generations. Denise Murphy is with us. She's fitness expert and performance nutritionist. Now, that's what the data says. Denise, does that match your own personal experience?
I would definitely think so, Anton. Yeah, like I think children are definitely moving less than ever before. And I think as parents, we do need to be intentional about, I suppose, like creating opportunities for our movement. And I think, you know, over time, if we don't prioritize activity, screens and I suppose sedentary habits will just become the default. Like there's so many factors that I think definitely affect the level of movement in kids. And it's not that kids have changed, it's their environment has. You know, children suddenly haven't become lazy, but their environment has changed. Like, you know, there's more screens, more car journeys, less kind of like outdoor play. So it's almost like we've nearly kind of engineered the movement out of children because of the environment that we live in.
I'm sure parents listening will be thinking, for a lot of families, they are neck deep in driving kids to GAA and to football and to athletics and to tennis. And there's so much in the way of activities for kids now. That doesn't make up for the presence of screens.
Yeah, like I think, look, to be honest, it's great to see that kids are active and playing sport. And like, obviously, look, I know I have two boys myself and I know like we can feel like a taxi service at the best of times. But I think as well, like, I suppose the goal isn't always sport as well. Like the goal is movement. And like, I suppose not every child wants to play GAA or soccer or rugby. And like, that's completely okay. It's the goal isn't to, I suppose, create like athletes. It's to create, you know, it's to have children be more active. So like, I think movement takes different shapes and forms, and it's important that a child finds the best activity for them and one that they'll actually do. And I think sometimes, you know, we can get very, very focused on sport being the only form of movement, and if kids don't play sport, then, you know, that's kind of it. But in reality, like, there's so many ways that kids can move that they'll enjoy doing, like dancing, swimming, walking the dog, playing outside. And that's, it is all about kind of simplifying that movement as well.
And what's the best way to figure out which is the thing that your kid is likely to commit to?
Oh, I think I'm still trying to figure that out myself, Anton. But look, I think let kids, you know, find their flow and let them kind of find what they enjoy doing. Like, I think don't overload your kids with various activities. And I do see that as well as parents. You know, we do want our kids to try everything, but at the end of the day, we can't overload them either. Like, you know, like, for example, my two kids, they play hurling, they play soccer. That's kind of it in terms of like of sport. And then, you know, they might try another activity. They do singing. Like there's different things that they do. I think don't overload them, but let them find what they enjoy doing. And I suppose, you know, as parents, you know, being supportive of what they enjoy and not kind of applying pressure onto them either. And I think as well, like, even, you know, parents often think that they need more clubs or more activities or more structure, but like at the end of the day, like, you know, it can be simple things that we can do as parents, like, you know, for example, like walking to school where possible, or like parking the car further away, going for a walk after dinner, and just generally spending like more time outdoors. I think we need to kind of reframe it that movement shouldn't be an event, like it should just be part of our everyday life. Like recommendations for kids in terms of movement, you know, kids should be getting at least 60 minutes of movement in a day. That doesn't always happen. That isn't always the case. And, you know, it isn't any surprise that like 1 in 10 children are, you know, are obese, which is, you know, a crazy, crazy statistic when we think about it. And obviously that comes down to to kids being less active.
Denise, thank you very much. Denise Murphy, fitness expert and performance nutritionist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.